arterial roadway. And our transportation master plan requires a design speed of 40 miles per hour and a posted speed of 35.
But to make
you feel better, though, the section of this road is something that you haven't seen before. There are going to be two narrow travel lanes, 11 foot wide, and then beside that, there's going to be a physical concrete barrier that's 32 inches tall. And then beyond that, it'll be 11 feet of bike lane. And then beyond that, again, it'll be a park strip in areas and a walking trail as well. So these narrow lanes, well, they're intentional. What it's supposed to do is take the driver's attention and say, wow, this is really thin, I need to slow down. And it's just called side friction is how I refer to it. But it was intentionally designed as a traffic calming. So although it will be posted at 35, that's most likely the speed that people will be driving. We just finished a traffic count up on the north end. So where it's really narrow there, and the average speed was about 34 right now, just before the improvements. You can post it at 10 miles an hour, you can post it at 55 miles an hour. It doesn't matter. People are gonna drive as fast as they feel comfortable. It's just human nature. So.
Designed, right?
Yeah, we design a little bit faster just to kind of give some leniency to maybe an inexperienced driver, an aged driver that doesn't have the experience of others or that doesn't have the ability to drive. So it's a safety factor of sorts. The curves aren't really tight, but and then we usually post it between 5 and 10 miles an hour less than the design speed. That's very customary.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks so much. Did I cut you off? What were you going to say?
No. Sorry. No, you're good.
I think Les Taylor has something. Okay, the meeting's adjourned.